Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to discuss all about bikes today. Now, what is something that we learned over the last couple of days? Do you remember, Carolyn?
Well, we have learned a lot about many different kinds of bikes. We've talked about road bikes and city bikes and cross bikes and hybrid bikes and mountain bikes and... Wow, Gabe, we've just talked a lot about bikes.
Exactly. Well, we've talked all about bikes. We've even talked about taking care of your bike, the proper bike maintenance. All right, well, speaking of bikes, what about bike rides? Have you ever had a really awesome or enjoyable bike riding experience, Carolyn?
Well, let's see. I had a really wonderful ride just going by the river and enjoying the wonderful views. It was very, very nice, Gabe. Have you ever had a nice bike ride?
I had a similar bike ride. My aunt took me on a bike ride for 24 miles, and I wasn't used to riding a bike, so it was kind of difficult for me, but she does that kind of bike riding all the time. I thought it was very beautiful, though. I think if you go to the right spot, bike riding can be an awesome experience. Well, it's time for us to continue learning all about bikes. Let's get started.
All about bikes. Getting the appropriate fit. Choose a bike with a frame height that fits your body. When you are standing over the bike, there should be a comfortable distance between the top bar and your body. The recommended distance is 25 to 50 millimeters for road bikes and 40 to 100 millimeters for mountain bikes. Next, adjust the seat height. Getting the right height will help you feel comfortable while pedaling.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. If you've ever ridden a bike, you know that sometimes the bikes can be too small or even too big. For the last day of our biking article, we'll learn how to choose a bike that is just the right size for our body and height. Before we do, let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Appropriate. Appropriate is an adjective. Becky is still thinking of an appropriate response to Ted's dinner invitation. Adjustment. Adjustment is a verb. Jim is taller than his wife, so he must adjust the car seat after she drives. Slightly. Slightly is an adverb. Tina's new apartment is slightly closer to her office than her old apartment was. Assembly. Assembly is a noun. Corey went to Brittany's to help with the assembly of her new bookcase. Your more information word is bicyclist. Bicyclist is a noun. Let's get started with the article.
It is very important to make sure you are comfortable when you are riding a bike. So, let's go back to the beginning of this section, getting the appropriate fit. And right there we see a word we want to talk about, appropriate. If something is appropriate, then it is right. It is suitable. It's something that you should have or do.
Okay, so maybe if you are going in for a job interview, you want to wear the appropriate clothes. Don't just wear anything. You want to wear something nice and appropriate for the occasion. Maybe if you're having dinner with some friends, you don't want to talk about things that are kind of bad or disturbing, you want to have an appropriate dinner conversation. Sometimes we talk about that. Don't share jokes that are dirty over dinner. That's not appropriate.
That's right. So you want to make sure that your conversation is appropriate, your clothes are appropriate for the occasion, for the event, and you also want to make sure that you have the appropriate bike and that that bike is the appropriate fit. There are many things that you need to consider. So, how do we start, Gabe?
Well, we read here, choose a bike with a frame height that fits your body. Okay, that's simple enough. You want to have a bike that is good for your size. And when you are standing over the bike, there should be a comfortable distance between you, between the top bar, and your body.
That's right. It's very important that the distance between the top bar of the bike and your body is comfortable. You don't want a bike that is too tall or too short. You want a comfortable distance. Now, that might be different depending on the type of bike that you buy. We read here, the recommended distance is 25 to 50 millimeters for road bikes and 40 to 100 millimeters for mountain bikes. So there's a big difference between that distance depending on the type of bike you get.
And of course, this is a recommendation by certain companies or maybe by Merida. Well, what is a recommendation? Or when someone recommends something, that means they suggest it. Maybe you go to the doctor and you have a recommended diet. The doctor recommends that you only eat certain things. Or maybe you have a recommended exercise routine. Certain exercises that you should do that will be good just for you.
That's right. And we continue reading what to do about this bike when you are trying to get the appropriate fit. Next, adjust the seat height. So the seat needs to be the right height as well, and we see a word we want to talk about, adjust. Now, if you adjust something, that means that you change it.
That's right, or maybe you need to adjust as well. Sometimes when you visit another country or you're going to a completely different culture, you need to adjust to that culture. Sometimes we talk about adjusting to the environment. Doing what the people around you do normally. That is adjusting your lifestyle or adjusting your habits or behavior.
That's right. And here we are talking about adjusting a physical thing instead of behaviors. So here, if you need to adjust the seat height. And we read, getting the right height will help you feel comfortable while pedaling. And this is very important because that's the whole point of riding your bike, being able to pedal the bike comfortably.
Okay, well, we have lots more to learn later, but for now, let's join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 appropriate 这个形容词。Appropriate 是指适当的或合宜的。例如 Barbara's outfit wasn't appropriate for the official meeting.So she was told to go home and change. Barbara 的打扮不适合这个正式会议，所以她被告知要回家换装。她的反义字是自首加上 IN 变成 inappropriate。例如 ,it was inappropriate of you to grin when the boss was talking. 老板在讲话的时候你在那边笑是很不恰当的。继续我们看的是 adjust, 这个动词。Adjust 是指调整。例如 ,Irene adjusted her chair to fit the new desk.Irene 调整她的椅子配合新桌子的高度。Adjust 也指心理上或行为上做调试。如果要说明所适应的环境或地方的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Derek hopes to adjust to his new job as soon as possible. Derek 希望能够越快适应新工作越好。
Well, do you want to buy a bike? If you're going to buy a bike, you need to consider some things. And one of those things you should consider is getting a bike that is just the right size and height for you. You want to make sure that the handlebars are the correct distance from your body, that the seat is adjusted properly so that you can pedal comfortably. Well, there are more things we need to talk about when you're considering the appropriate fit.Let's continue learning about that now.
All about bikes. Move the seat until your leg is slightly bent when the pedal is at its lowest point. Finally, adjust your bike's handlebars so that you can reach them with your elbows slightly bent. Supporting the biking community. If you're eager to start riding, Merida sponsors several community activities that help spread the love of biking. This past summer, they sponsored a bike DIY camp for youth in Taipei. Participants gained experience in bike assembly and maintenance, as well as learned proper riding techniques. The company also encourages bicyclists to ride in Ijo Ijo's annual charity bike event. Whether you're young or old, there's nothing like biking. Get out and pedal today!
Biking is great for people of all ages, but before we get into our last section there, let's go back up and finish our section on getting the appropriate fit. We read, move the seat until your leg is slightly bent when the pedal is at its lowest point. So we were talking about adjusting the seat, and here it's telling you how much to adjust. Move the seat until your leg is slightly bent.
Okay, well, let's take a look at that word, slightly. That means just a little bit, okay? So you don't want your leg to be completely straight. It should be slightly bent. There should be a little bend in your knee.
That's right. So not a large bend either. You don't want your entire leg to be bent so that your knee is at a 90-degree angle. You want it just a little bit bent. You might use this in other different ways because it means a little bit. Slightly, you could say, he is slightly taller than his sister. So only a little bit taller.
Or he is slightly out of shape. He needs to start exercising more. I'm slightly nervous. I have a speech I need to give, and I'm slightly nervous about that. Well, your leg should be slightly bent when the pedal is at its lowest point. And we see that word at the beginning of the sentence, to move the seat. I would probably use the word raise the seat or lower the seat. You can move it up and down. You raise it or lower the seat.
That's right. And we continue reading. Finally, adjust your bike's handlebars so that you can reach them with your elbows slightly bent. So you want your leg to be slightly bent as well as your arms at the knees and at the elbows.
And what else can we learn about biking? Of course, we've learned all about different kinds of bikes, how to take care of your bike, getting the appropriate fit. And here we're talking about something completely different. Supporting the biking community. What is this all about?
Well, it's very important. If you love to bike, you can do great things to support the biking community, which means other people who are out there riding and doing great things while they are riding their bikes. Now, we continue reading here. If you're eager to start riding, Merida sponsors several community activities that help spread the love of biking.
Okay, so this company, Merida, they sponsor all of these activities so that you can spread the love of biking. I like that phrase, the love of something. What do you love to do? You can turn that into a topic, the love of cooking. What else can you have the love of?
Well, I have the love of animals. I love animals, and I love to learn about them. I love to talk about them and share the love of animals with others.
Well, I enjoy acting. I love sharing about the love of acting with other people as well. What do you like to do? You can probably use this phrase to describe your love for it. All right, do you have the love of biking? Well, Merida will sponsor activities so that you can spread the love of biking.
That's right, and we have a great example of how they do this. This past summer, they sponsored a bike DIY camp for youth in Taipei. So they had this camp so that you could learn all about how to make your own bike.
Okay, DIY, of course, that stands for do it yourself. And we learn more here. Participants gained experience in bike assembly and maintenance, as well as learned proper riding techniques. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, assembly. That means you are putting different pieces together. You're assembling them.
That's right. So you can be educated in bicycle assembly. Maybe you want to learn about how to assemble a car. So you can take a class on car assembly. How do you put it together?
Okay, so of course, if you are going to ride a bike, it's great to know how to ride a bike, but it's even better to know how that bike was made and how you can maintain it, okay? Maybe you want to take a course in bike assembly. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, all about bike etiquette.
Sometimes in life, when you go certain places or do certain things, you're expected to behave in a certain way. This is called etiquette.
Now, believe it or not, one of those things in life is exercising on your bicycle. Yes, there's a certain way to ride. It's called bike etiquette.
At its core, bike etiquette means being mindful of others who share the road with you, including pedestrians, motorists, and other bicyclists.
Bike etiquette is very similar to driving etiquette, so whether you're biking in a park or on the street, obey the rules of the road just as you would if you were driving a car.
Like, look before making a turn. And where I live, one should always keep to the right so others can pass.
Also, while you're riding, don't ever suddenly stop in the middle of the path. If you absolutely need to stop, pull off the path completely. That's the polite thing to do.
And if you ride with a friend, you should ride in a single file, not side by side, so others can pass you easily.
Parents, teaching your kids bike etiquette is a good way, a great way, to prepare them for driving a scooter or car. So start early.
既然今天这一课讲的是脚踏车，我们不妨来学一些 bike etiquette 骑车的礼仪。当我们骑车时，一定要注意到周遭其他的用路人，包括行人、车辆以及其他的脚踏车。其实骑脚踏车跟开车一样，也要遵守交通规则。最基本的就是 always keep to the right， 要靠右边骑。靠右不只可以避免跟对方的来车相撞，也可以利于别人超车。另外，如果你跟朋友一起骑车，要记得不要并排骑，而是要 ride in a single file， 前后骑，就像排队一样。若是想要停车，千万不要停在路当中，因为那样很可能会被后面的人撞上。我们应该 pull off the path completely， 先靠边，离开自行车道，再停下来。父母亲如果能够教导孩子 bike etiquette， 他们以后长大，骑机车或开车时，就已经懂得注意行车安全了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. It's important to know how to ride with proper etiquette. And it's important to know the etiquette for many different activities. Well, we continue reading in our article. The company also encourages bicyclists to ride in Ijo Ijo's annual charity bike event.So this is a very wonderful event that you can participate in each year.
Well, are you a bicyclist? Do you enjoy riding your bike? Maybe you can also participate in Ijo Ijo. And we're going to learn more about that later this month. But first, let's continue and finish this lesson here. Whether you're young or old, there's nothing like biking.
That is great, Gabe. I love that phrase right there in this sentence. Whether you're something or something, whether you're young or old, whether you're fast or slow, whether you're a man or a woman, you can do many different things.
That's right. Usually you use this phrase to compare two opposites, young and old, fast or slow, male and female.Rich or poor, whether you're rich or poor, you can still enjoy this. Whether you're happy or sad, you can still do this. Of course, we hope that you are happy, but we want you to know how to use this phrase. Use it sometime today.
That's right. And so, whether you're young or old, there's nothing like biking. There's Nothing like it. Nothing can compare to it. So, get out and pedal today.
Well, before you get out and pedal today, we, of course, have more we want to do here at Studio Classroom. We have a review skit to enjoy and something else.
Yes, Gabe, do not forget, Michelle wants to continue teaching us in the language lab.
So, are you going to buy a bike or not?
I'm still thinking. Oh, but I do have a question.
Yes?
If I do buy a bicycle, how do I take care of it?
Oh, you mean bicycle maintenance?
Yes. How much maintenance does a bicycle require?
Well, before every ride, you should grease the chain.
Ooh, well, okay.
And check the tire pressure.
Oh, okay.
And test the brakes.
Oh, all right.
And if you do buy a new bicycle, bring it in for an inspection after several weeks.
Well, okay. Oh, and if I do buy a bicycle, how do I get an appropriate fit?
Oh, choose a frame height that fits your body.
Yeah, good idea.
Adjust the seat height so you feel comfortable while pedaling.
Yeah, I want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Finally, adjust your bike handlebars.
Oh, handlebars. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Join a biking community.
A biking community?
Yes. You can participate in activities that help spread the love of biking.
That sounds like fun.
It is. Whether you're young or old, there's nothing like biking.
Hooray! I'll get out and pedal today.
Great.
If I buy a bicycle.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 assembly 这个名词。Assembly 在这里是指组合或组装。例如 the new machinery can increase the speed of assembly by 30%。新的机器让组装的速度提升了 30%。或者是 Arnold worked on an assembly line for years. Arnold 在生产线工作了许多年。Assembly 也指聚集或聚会。例如 the assembly was found to be illegal and was terminated. 这个聚集被发现是违法的而且被终止了。最后我们看的是 bicyclist 这个名词。IST 这个字尾是指人所以 bicyclist 是指自行车骑士。例如 bicyclists are advised to wear bright colors at night. 自行车骑士被建议在夜间要穿着明亮的颜色。和它有类似字尾的字还有 motorcyclist, 意思是指摩托车骑士。例如 motorcyclists in Taiwan are required to wear helmets. 在台湾摩托车骑士被规定要戴安全帽。Now let's see what our teachers are doing.
We've been enjoying a great 3-day article all about bikes. And our article opened with a question. When did you first learn how to ride a bike? Gabe, how old were you when you first learned to ride a bike?
Oh, I forget how old I was. I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I remember the bike, though. It was a little blue bike with blue tires. Everything was blue, and it was really cool.When did you first learn how to ride a bike?
Well, let's see. I don't remember how old I was either, but I started off with training wheels on this red bike, and getting rid of those training wheels was very scary. In fact, I crashed into a telephone pole as I was learning how to ride without them.
What, you did?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, it can be kind of an exciting experience learning how to ride a bike for the first time.Well, when was the first time you rode a bike? Share about that experience. Thank you for joining us today and for this lesson all about bikes. And of course, we have more to learn about Ichio Ichio next time here on Studio Classroom.
See ya!
Ay, am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.